It's when my epic moves.
I love kids. I'm retired now, so I get to really enjoy them.
Molly Lalich of Lockport has been fostering children for 18 years. She started as a single mom with three grown children of her own.
I always wanted lots of kids. I always wanted about 12 kids. But I had three, and I ended up divorced. And I happened to see an article in a paper one day, and I said, oh, I can have more kids. So that's when I started doing foster care.
Molly has since fostered so many kids, she's lost count. Those include several she's adopted, two teenage girls who are now in their 20s, and two boys now 12 and 13 years old. Molly's also currently in line to adopt three younger boys, which she has been fostering.
You know, it's a great feeling. To me, I get more than the children get. I get to feel good because I have these little kids that smile and say I love you at night when you tuck them in.
Molly is one of 78 foster homes GA Family Services relies on when a child is in need. GA Family Services offers programs for at-risk children and their families with the goal of keeping families together. GA Director of Foster Care Anne Marie Orlowski says sometimes, though, all options are exhausted and children need a temporary home. And sometimes that home becomes permanent.
The families of the children are often dealing with challenges themselves. So it may be issues surrounding a lack of income, mental health, or substance use that are impacting the family's ability to care for their children. They're children who are hurting, who have experienced trauma, who have grown up in circumstances that have affected their ability to perhaps have a consistent household, a safe household, and a nurturing household.
GA Program Manager Kristen Acker says there are hundreds of children in Erie County alone in need of foster homes. At issue, though, is a significant need for foster parents willing to open their homes and their hearts.
We have foster parents who are married. We have foster parents who are single, some that are living with a partner, some that are living alone. It would be important that a family demonstrate that they can meet the needs of a child, and that can include being a working parent. That can include a dynamic where a parent is staying at home.
Potential foster parents must be at least 21 years of age, pass a background check, and meet other safety standards. Candidates attend an 11-week training program, and GA provides ongoing support once the process is complete. Orlowski says foster parents have the option of saying yes or no when a child needs a home. She adds GA is careful to ensure they've made a good match, knowing the situation is a bit scary for the child involved.
Our foster parents do a wonderful job engaging children as well as their families to say, what are your special foods that you like? What types of things are important to you? Tell us about, you know, what you brought with you today. Really helping to make having snacks available for them when they first come and doing those special things that would help any of us to feel more comfortable, you know, being in a new situation and in one that is scary for them.
Molly says being a foster parent has both highs and lows. Overall, though, she says it is truly a great experience for those who approach it the right way.
It's important that if this is something you're going to do, you're going to appreciate so much out of it if you're patient and you take the time. You've got to be patient. It takes a long time to see the positiveness. Not that you don't see good things in the beginning, but you have to be patient. And please, if you're going to do this, do it because you want to better a child's life.
Cheryl Hagen, WBFO News.